Blog Talk Radio.
About with his game and with his balance, how he was able to, in his collegiate year, lead the Tar Heels in tackles with 100 each year in 12 games. That says a lot about determination, how he's able to stay healthy, how he's durable, having the knowledge of knowing how to understand angles, how to read quarterbacks. And yes, North Carolina did not win no national title. However, they were pretty good in the ACC, coming a long way from a school that's pretty much known for basketball. So that's what he was able to do to help put North Carolina on the map, especially defensively. And I think with him coming to a squad like the Washington Redskins, that's pretty much have a good nucleus as far as defense. And for him to join a good cast of linebackers there, that says a lot. And when Jay Gruden was asked about will he have the opportunity to call plays, Jay Gruden said, you know, he's smart enough, and most likely he'll probably be the guy that will call the plays on the field, pretty much the quarterback of the defense. So I'm expecting a lot from him. Looking forward to seeing him wear that burgundy and gold with my visits for the Washington Redskins. So definitely excited for Holcomb to being drafted and being in the NFL and being on a team where he definitely can succeed. Now, the other players that signed, the other 13, is a total of 14 guys altogether from the Invitational but 13 of those guys signed as undrafted free agents. And I know I talked about those guys briefly last week, and from doing a follow-up, all these guys had looked very, very good during rookie minicamp. And one of the guys that actually stood out was Jalen Burrell, who's a cornerback from New Mexico who signed with the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, he's showing how he's making big plays on the field, really making a name for himself. So he definitely stood out this week. Dominic Bagalong, a running back from Lehigh that I've been extremely high on all season long since the workouts, had a workout with the Giants, but he also was invited to work out for the Houston Texans, which will be this weekend. So there's two teams that's bringing him in. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do with Houston. Houston can use him because Houston needs a running back. They need something from out their backfield to help take the pressure off Deshaun Watson. And with Bagalong's ability to be able to not only be a solid runner, but can catch the ball, a solid blocker, very intelligent, can run the route tree, he's the type of running back that will be perfect for the Houston Texans. So to find out that news, that was great, great stuff. And so I'm looking forward to seeing him having himself a great weekend in Houston, trying to showcase what he can potentially bring to that team if he actually lands with that team, which I'm confident that he will, and the rest of the undrafted free agents that came through the platform. Very confident that all these guys will, in some capacity, be on an NFL roster. So that's my layout for us with the players coming through the regional Combine Invitational. And then we can focus now on what we're going to talk about this week. You listen to Locker Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow, today. And you can also check out Bachelor Pad Radio Network on TuneIn, where you just type in Bachelor Pad Radio Network. Boom. That's when you see all the lineup with my show and the rest of the shows that I will talk about later on this show. Now, transitioning from the play on the field to the guys that actually help monitor what goes on the field, and that's the officials, the NFL officials. Next week is their mini clinic. I will have another opportunity, the pleasure to be able to be a part of those clinics, to sit in their meetings, to get a sense of what their approach will be heading into the 2019 campaign, which is always interesting. It's almost like watching a movie, of basically how they make a movie, the behind-the-scenes stuff, and to see how they do the special effects with movies, and when the actors have to put on costumes, and when they have to lay out the makeup and things, and how they do the blue screen and then green screen, and then when they present the movie, like in Avengers or like an Intruder. I'm a movie buff, so I love movies. When I get a chance, there's some free time, I go try to catch one. It's always late at night, though, because it's kind of crazy during the day. But, however, the behind-the-scenes stuff had always been one of those things that always captivated me. And when a movie is already done and we go and we pay our money, get our popcorn, get our drinks, and we watch it on the big screen, and we be, excited and wild for about 2 hours or so, there's always so much time that has gone in. Although it was a 2-hour, 3-hour movie, whatever movie it may be, the preparation in months and sometimes years to be able to portray a magnificent piece to entertain us for 2 to 3 hours. Well, the NFL is no different. Sundays, some Monday nights, Thursday nights, and then getting close to the postseason, Saturday nights. We turn on our televisions, we go pay our money to go to the stadiums and watch these fantastic athletes portray a movie, a piece of entertainment for about 3 hours. And we like, caught into it, our emotions are high. Sometimes our emotions will carry us and make us do things that we shouldn't do, like have a fight in the stands or have a fight in the restrooms. Trust me, I've seen it many a times. going to games. So it just takes us there. But the NFL, the play on the field, have a behind the scenes as well. And then to be a part of the officiating, to have an opportunity to sit in the meeting, to talk about it, to report on it, and then to bring to you, the listener, to you, the football fans, the makings of an NFL game. And behind the scenes of officiating and understanding all the rules, what the expectation level is, what the officials have to go through to make sure they maintain what they have to keep in control between the hash marks, between the out of bounds line, to make sure that that movie, that entertainment piece that we look at for about 3 hours, that it turns out to be a great showing for millions of viewers, and to be behind that situation and to find out the intricacies of understanding the rules, how they have to keep things in control, how they have to keep the coaches mindful, keep the players' attitudes, make sure that these guys play the game accordingly. That's a huge deal. So next week, I'll be a part of the mini clinic. I can't wait for that. And today, I'm just going to talk briefly about my experiences so far and what to expect possibly for next week. Now, with the mini clinic, the NFL have what they call the ODPs, Officials Development Program, where they have officials that will come in who the league designate players who potentially can become an NFL official. So these ladies, these men, they are selected to come into the mini clinic to pretty much get an idea, to be introduced to the NFL level. Now, some of the officials in this program are OPDs that have been there before. It's probably their second, third year, fourth year. They come to the development program, sit in all the meetings, have share some input if need be, but ultimately it's for them to go through this program to understand what it takes to be an NFL official. And then eventually when an opening is created, when they feel as though that an official is ready, coming from the collegiate level, and all these professional officials, they all stem from major college conferences. You know, you have your SEC, your ACC, your Pac-10, your Big 12, all the major conferences, because they want to make sure they have officials that's used to the big moment. And one of the cool things is that it's not necessarily limited to the major big times. The other part that makes it cool is that they have officials coming from the SWAC and the MEAC. So your HBCUs, the officials that monitor those games, some of those officials are invited as well, who they deem as being NFL-worthy candidates. So they pretty much cover all the officials in Division I football, which have, with all levels, are used to some degree of big games. They want to make sure that these officials don't get caught up in the moment. They don't want to get caught up in the name. They don't want to, you know, definitely don't want to have officials that's intimidated of a coach, especially the big name coaches that, you know, that's out there, because they don't want the coaches to persuade them in any way on how to do their jobs on the field. So that's why they look for those conferences, why they really strategic in who they're going to bring in to be a part of their OPD program. So it's very exciting to see that. So they will have their meetings with them, have some breakdowns with them, pretty much allow them to listen on with the other officials what their plans are, what they have to go through during the course of this season, not only just staying on top of the rules, but also how to stay fit. Now, we're going to take a short pause, and when we come back, we're going to dive a little bit more into it, talk a little bit more about the officiating clinic, its purpose, and what y'all guys can, you know, definitely expect going to the 2019 season. And then also talk about how it bridges over into late in the summer when they actually have their main clinic, which will be in Dallas. You listen to Locker Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network.
Hey, this is L.A. Bachelor reminding you, if you're looking for real discussion on sports, politics, religion, and other topics, you need to join us on Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern at WCOMFM.org, on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. at blogtalkradio.com/LA-Bachelor, and on Thursdays at the same web address. Follow us on Facebook at Pad Nation, on Twitter, Pad Nation, the number 2, at Twitter, LinkedIn, and you can email us with your requests, your comments, your concerns, anything you want at our email address at labachelor40@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook and Pad Nation, Instagram, and of course, if you miss any part of our broadcast, make sure you go to thebachelorpadnetwork.com and listen and enjoy the Bachelor Pad.
All right, thanks for tuning in to Locker Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today. I'm your host, Barry Barnes, founder and CEO of Locker-Report.com. And you guys can always reach me, send me a message directly on any one of my handles on Twitter, Locker_Report, Facebook, LockReport.com, Instagram, LockReport100, all small caps, or you can shoot me a message at BarryBarnes@Locker-Report.com. Now, you heard the man, L.A. Bachelor, breaking down what the Bachelor Pad Radio Network is all about, how you have real conversation, you know, and it's clear where you cover from anywhere from politics, religion, the sports, social, entertainment, anything that's involving news, the Bachelor Pad Radio Network has it all. You can tune into the Downloads and Files, which airs every Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You can check out the Dr. Larry Show every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. where he dives into a whole bunch of stuff. Where, I mean, he's really broad in a lot of his topics. Also, Sandy's Secrets, which is hosted by Sandy Easton. You can check out her show as well on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network. And then, of course, L.A. Bachelor, who's pretty much broad and cover everything. He pretty much talks about everything. Well, we definitely just an extension of what he brings to the table, because he pretty much covers everything, does not mind challenging critical topics. He always having activists. He also bringing other sports personalities in, talking about the current thing that's going on, which is the NBA. So if anything y'all guys had missed, go to Bachelor Pad Radio Network, check it out, or check us out on iTunes, where you just type in the network, and boom, all the shows are there. And, of course, you get to hear my voice every Friday morning at 9 o'clock and also on those other handles, that the platforms that the Bachelor Pad Radio Network is on. Now, back to the topic, talking about the NFL mini clinic. And with the mini clinic, I would say, first of all, about the officials. The perception that I'm trying to eliminate, and I think I've been doing it pretty good for the past couple of years, is that the officials do not just show up on Sundays and throw their flags. No. During the course of a playing season, it is grueling. And I'll probably talk about that next week. Or depending on what much time left I have on the show, I'll get into that. But it's an all-year-round process that when they are not on the field, of course, the ones that are not full-time, they have their own careers. We have doctors. We have lawyers. We have, you know, guys that work with other major companies that has a high title. They just not know, you know, everyday job, you know. It's not someone that just have a job. These guys have legitimate careers where they don't necessarily need the NFL to survive, to take care of their families. But this is the occupation of an official that do help provide them a great lifestyle, but most importantly, they love it so much, and they bend their career schedule to fit in the demands of the NFL. And when I tell you the demands of the NFL with these officials, trust me, it is a demand. And at the mini clinic with the OPDs and with the officials there, especially ODP. After the groundwork is laid, Al Riveron, the senior vice president of officiating, basically let them know that if you can't handle it, this is not for you, because it really is pretty much like a 24-hour job. Although they have scheduled things laid out, but when the demands come in, is that they have to make sure they perform their task as official. Now, the most important thing that that Al always states to everyone is that your family. Definitely take care of your family. Your family is more important than anything. And so they definitely express a lot of family values with the officials. But when you take care of your family, after the family, then handle your duties that they expect you to perform as an NFL official. And with that being said, every last one of them have to know the rules. During the course of the, especially during the playing season, they have weekly tests every week. During the course of this time of the year where there's no action on the field, they communicate with their nutritionist to make sure that everyone is in shape, everyone's in fit, hitting in towards the season. Also, with the meetings they have to meet, sometimes do the officials meet up on a regular basis? No, not really. So when they get to the mini clinic, that's when you see the crews actually getting back together for the first time after the previous season. They keep in contact by phone. They always keep in contact by email. They always stay abreast on what needs to be done. But this is the time when they all come together. And at the mini clinic, the rules that were placed during the owners' meetings in the spring and March, the ones that was etched in stone, the officials have to go and talk about it. Want to make sure they have the right approach to those rules. Come up with a game plan, so to speak. And then if there are rules that's up in the air that has not been determined yet, and when they have to go to the next meeting that the owners will have in May, later this month, that's when they'll talk about those potential rules that may occur. But the way how they approach that is that they will talk about, or they'll come up with a game plan if it's a nay, and they come up with a game plan if it's a yay. So they game plan and come up with ideas on how they're going to perform it, you know, how they're going to execute it properly on the field. The mini clinic is also that time where the officials can pretty much put their input in. If there's any questions, any feedback, this is that time when those guys can give their feedback and pretty much game plan of who's going to have who's, each other's back. They review tons. And when I tell you video, game video from the previous year and sometimes years in the past, according to the relevance, how relevant it is to a certain rule change or something they want to make sure they monitor even closely. And when I tell you, you watch so many videos, I mean, it's dissected into your membrane. And when we look at it, they pull out examples. They pull out examples. And you have one official say, let's look at it like this. You have another official, let's look at it like that, from their point of view. And so they put in all this input on how to approach the game, how to approach certain situations that happen in the field. And then after they put all the input in, Al Riveron and his team and his staff, they remember the referees, the white hats, the big boys on the field that you see that stand out and that make the calls on the field for the public to hear. They get involved. And when I tell you that it's intense in these meetings, I tell you, it is intense. If you think the players are intense on the field, it's nothing like the officials. The officials are just the same way because they're very passionate. They want to make sure they get it right. They want to make sure they have everyone's back. But most importantly of all, they want to make sure the product on the field is perfect for you and I, the football fans, to be able to enjoy this movie, to enjoy this production in a way how it's portrayed on the screen. Because, like I said, it's behind the scenes. They have to make sure that with this movie, this show that they're presenting, they make sure they want everyone to enjoy it. And the last thing they want to have happen is situations that happen in the NFC title game between the Saints and the Rams. They don't want outcomes like that. They don't want, you know, things to go on after the play on the field. They want to make sure that after you watch that game, it'll be like that's the Super Bowl that's had passed, like the many games during the course of the season where there was no controversy, where everything was laid out for the players to play it out on the field. That's the goal. That's what they strive for, and that's why they have these clinics to make sure that they continue to stay consistent and also not compromise the integrity of the game. So that's what the officials are there for, to give the input, to give a layout plan moving forward to the upcoming season. Now, they also talk about different things like foster security, different technologies they look into implement going to the next year. They also pretty much talk about how the technology and things, how it worked the previous year. Pretty much looking at how things were last year, how good it was, and how they can make it better. Some of the things they want to improve on to make it even better. So it's pretty much looking at things to try to perfect and try to be better. There's no difference from a team, from a player to a coach that examine the film, look at what they did on the field, some decisions they made, look at everything and say, okay, this was good, this was fine, but what can I do better? How can I get faster? How can I get smarter? How can I get stronger? How can I manipulate the offense? How can I manipulate the defense? What personnel should I have on my staff? How should I have these guys positioned on the field? How can I be a better coach to make sure that I get the best out of these practice squad players to step in when I need them? You know, even as a player, what's the right nutrition? What will be the right thing for my diet to make sure I balance family time, fun time, but still not compromising my body, knowing that the playing season is coming and I have to be in better fit than I was last year? How I'm going to use my ankle? How I'm going to turn on my heels better? How I'm going to open my legs up? How I'm going to get a little faster? All these little things that the coaches and players put themselves through physically and mentally, the officials are, trust me, are no different. We have officials that have to also make sure that they're fast. That's why they have things set up for these guys all year long, false nutrition, and also how to keep their bodies in shape. The mental part probably comes a lot easier to them because they know all the rules in the rule book. They know that by now. But the whole thing is they want to make sure that even their vision, that all these little things in their body, making sure that they can react much faster, making sure that, you know, that their perspective is a lot sharper than the previous year. So it's no different. And all the things that the officials have to put in, monitoring the rules, making sure everything is played out correctly, is all the stuff that go on behind the scenes to present that movie that we love to watch during the football season for 3 hours. And if they are not doing what they're supposed to do, the product on the field will definitely go down. Players will get injured a lot more. Player safety is pretty much their highlight, their main thing that starts all year round, and it definitely starts at the mini clinic. The importance of the players to stay healthy at all times is very clear across the board, that they want to make sure they eliminate or help to eliminate as many injuries as possible. So they are introduced to different helmets, different reports, making sure that they follow their concussion protocol correctly, because they don't want the players and the fans, you guys, y'all don't want the players injured and banged up on that field. So that's the whole purpose for the mini clinic. In July, that's when they have their main clinic, their officiating clinic, that after everything that's discussed in the mini clinic, they all come together in July to lay out the groundwork for the upcoming season, but everything starts with the mini clinic. And so I will be there next week. I'm looking forward to report and talk about what was going on there. Try to get some interviews as well, so that the following week after the clinic, I can, you know, have some interviews on the show to talk about from their perspective, Al Riveron. He was on the show last year. Try to get him again and probably a couple other people just to give you, the football fans, a heads up of what to expect from the officials to allow you guys knowing that when the playing time comes on the field, these guys will be ready. You listen to the Locker Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow, today. I'm your host, Barry Barnes, founder and CEO of Locker-Report.com. And go to that site. You'll find out some great information on the NFL that you will not hear nowhere else. You can follow me on Twitter at Locker_Report, on Instagram, Locker Report 100, all small caps, Facebook, Locker Report.com. And you can always shoot me a message via email at Barry Barnes@Locker-Report.com. Everyone, stay blessed. Have you guys a great weekend. Talk to you next week.